Local environmental officials now say they will sanction the developers behind the Cypress Creek Town Center for a series of polluted discharges into the creek. Robin Hanke is a spokeswoman for SWFMUD, the Southwest Florida Water Management District.
Well, last week the district received a complaint from a neighboring property owner that they were seeing turbidity in the creek. We immediately dispatched field technicians to the site, and our staff observed that excess water from the recent rain was being pumped into a stormwater pond. And what happened is the stormwater pond overflowed through its control structure into adjacent wetlands and causing turbid water to discharge into the creek.
Hanke said that on Thursday, SWFMUD wrote to the developer, the Richard Jacobs Group, giving them 2 days to submit a repair plan. She also said they had forwarded the complaints to their legal department. SWFMUD attorneys will conduct a technical review to see if there were any permit violations. If there have been, monetary fines could be imposed on the Jacobs Group. Last October, the Sierra Club filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for granting the permit to the Jacobs Group. Denise Lane is with the Tampa Bay branch of the Sierra Club.
Cypress Creek is a tributary to the Hillsborough River drinking water sources. The water issue has always been out in front, but it has also been a natural habitat for wildlife. And there are two specific endangered species that were on that property. There aren't even fish swimming in the creek anymore because of the turbidity and the runoff from that last little bout. So that takes a while for that to kind of heal. And repeated doses of that are just not going to help. So it's a huge, huge issue.
The Sierra Club's Lane asks, why did the Corps grant such a permit?
200 acres are wetlands on that property and that creek. Why wasn't an environmental impact study done? That is an absolute federal legal requirement. That's just one example of the laws we're saying Army Corps and the wildlife have either ignored, broken, whatever, but not complied with federal law by granting that permit.
The Sierra Club is also accusing the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service of illegally supporting the Corps by saying that federally protected wildlife won't be affected. Last month, activists won a victory when the federal court in Washington, D.C., hearing the case, fast-tracked it, saying both sides needed to file papers for a summary judgment by March 14th. But that does not mean that there will be a decision made that soon. The Army Corps issued their permit to the Jacobs Group last May, granting them the right to fill 56 acres of wetlands on the site of the mall, which is located at State Road 56 and Interstate 75. If the D.C. judge rules in the Sierra Club's favor, the Sierra Club wants construction on the mall to cease. Again, Denise Lane.
And the message it's going to send is, Army Corps, you better do your job. You better protect the environment. That is what you're charged for.